This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back, folks. This is Enterprise Biz Bytes. We're with you for a few more minutes yet before we disappear for the weekend and, enjoy ourselves doing all kinds of stuff like watching TV and Netflix, and eating brownies and doing all this kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm. I'm going down to Singapore.
And Jeff's off down to Singapore, mm-hmm, of course. Mm-hmm. Right, we are talking about the Human Screenome Project. Now, you might ask, what is that? Well, it's a piece of software that you can download to your phone that will take a screenshot every 5 seconds, upload it to a server over in Stanford and share the data with a data scientist over there so they can help look at the way in which you interact with your smart device and then use that data to help solve, hopefully, some of the problems that we are having in terms of social media and other bits and pieces, our behavior around our digital devices, right? Mm-hmm. That's what we're asking. The question is, would you allow somebody to do that? Let us know. We've got a message on WhatsApp. We've got a couple over on Twitter. Where should we go first? Twitter. Let's go there.
Yeah. This comes from That's My Full Name, who says, heck no. Okay. I'm already denying many apps access to my camera and microphone.
There you go.
So we've got a few on WhatsApp. I'm just going to run through them very quickly. So Loke says, talking about, like, because we're asking, like, you know, compensated by how, and he's like, oh, of course, monetary. Eugene Sang says, they got to pay me really well, then I'll consider it. But I have to delete some stuff first before I embark on this. and then Cash says that I do work on my phone, and it's a lot of confidential information on it. So messages and emails would contain confidential stuff. By the way, I do receive warnings from my phone that states something like detected WhatsApp is using your camera. Mm. And a lot of us do follow blogs and sites which may have some certain political inclination or controversial things which we may have come across accidentally or on purpose. So I only check on my phone after having my shower, saying my prayers. I will check on missed calls and SMS only. So
I see. Yeah. Mm. Okay, just a quick reminder, though, that if you are okay with doing this, it's on a volunteer basis.
You got to volunteer. Mm. Steve says, I don't keep everything on my phone, especially credit cards and bank accounts, so I guess you don't do mobile banking then. Mm. Julian Mokhtar says, Big Brother and Skynet is upon us, but we're not only embracing it, we're enthusiastically assisting its development.
This is true. I feel like I am in the future when I'm walking around paying for things with my phone. It's a very... Watch, even. It's a very strange feeling.
You could pay with your watch, yeah.
Yeah, bing, done. I mean, it's like that money doesn't even exist, you know? Mm-hmm, it's a very strange feeling. Final story of the day, and all related to AI and that kind of stuff. So in cram school-obsessed South Korea, students are forking out for classes and everything from, like, K-pop auditions to real estate deals, and now top Korean firms are rolling out artificial intelligence in hiring, and we spoke about this a little bit before, and some of these job seekers are wanting to learn how to beat the bots. So a lot of the new video interviews are using facial recognition technology to analyze character. Now, one of these guys is called Park Seong-jung, and what he's doing, he's a careers consultant, and what he's telling people is don't force a smile with your lips. He's telling students who are looking for work in a recent session that one of the many things he's encountered for hundreds of people is to smile with your eyes, to smize. So classes in dealing with AI in hiring are now being used by major South Korean conglomerates, SK Innovations, Hyundai Engineering. Now, there's still a tiny niche in the country's multi-billion dollar cram school industry, but classes are growing fast about how to beat this AI. Operators like Park's People and People Consultancy claim they offer a 3-hour package for 100,000 won, 350 ringgit for a 3-hour package. Now, there's a good reason to see potential. As many as 8 out of every 10 South Korean students are estimated to have used cram schools, and rampant youth unemployment in the country. Nearly 1 in 4 young people are not in the workforce by any measure, according to Statistics Korea. And this kind of offers a motive not present in other countries where cram schools are popular, like Japan. So here's a quote. The AI won't be naturally asking personal questions. It'll be doing some things like asking really odd questions that kind of throw you off a little bit and see how you deal with problem solving. We've heard companies like Microsoft do this and some other companies. According to the Korea Economic Research Institute, nearly a quarter of the top 131 corporations in the country currently use or plan to use AI in hiring. One AI video system reviewed by Reuters asked candidates to introduce themselves, during which it spots and counts facial expressions, including fear and joy, and analyzes word choices. It then asks questions that can be tough. You're on a business trip with your boss, and you spot him using the company credit card to buy himself a gift. Do you say anything? AI hiring also uses gamification to gauge a candidate's personality and adaptability by putting them through a sequence of tests. Through gamification, employers can check 37 different capabilities of an applicant and how well the person fits into a position. Some games don't even have a right answer. They're aimed to spot the problem-solving attitude of the applicant, as we've just said. But this kind of popping up and this mushrooming of companies that are telling you how to beat AI software, of course, comes with a bunch of problems as well. You know, if you're one of those people who unfortunately have some kind of nerve damage and you can't, you know, smile in a particular way, you can't move your face in a particular way, you know, this is going to lead on at some point. And once America get hold of this kind of software and start using it, there'll be a whole bunch of court cases against discrimination and all this kind of stuff, I think. But there's also ways of fooling it, as this guy is proving. You know, you can fake a smile. You can do the courtesy grin, as we've all done in thousands of photographs.
Celebrities are like professionals at, like, you know, smizes and
the
stuff.
The Duchenne smile, as they, smile as they call it, you know.
But, like, I digging deeper, so that's, like, the extreme way of hacking your way into a job.
Gaming the system.
Gaming the system, right? But I've also, you know, came across just recently, you know, where there's, like, companies who help you to create resumes that will break through these, you know, hiring systems because, you know, it creates words that will, I guess, you know, each system has its own way of looking at certain criterias, right? So it will actually create a CV that will put you high up on the list, but not necessarily, you know, you mean you're the best candidate. It's just that your CV that was created by an AI program is the best suited for an AI program that is, I guess, going through hundreds of CVs. So you're kind of like gaming the system here.
I kind of know how they do some of that as well. Now, when you are looking at stuff like SEO for websites, what a lot of these companies do is they inject certain keywords into your website, but then they use a font where you can't see them, right? So they might be written in white or whatever. So the SEO analytics look at that, find that word, use it, and they're doing the same thing with the CV. Yeah. So essentially you're putting words into your CV that me and you can't see, but of course can be read by
exactly
the
bot.
But it also means, like, you know, people have to figure out ways to, if they're at a point where they are thinking about gaming the system, it just shows how difficult it is for people to get through these systems in the first place. Like, and how much of that human element is lost from these processes that you need to think about, how do I cheat the machines that we invented in the first place?
Right.
Yeah. It's a weird situation.
The very fact that we're talking about this and having emotional bots take us into space, and then we're looking at whether or not we feel comfortable about somebody looking at the stuff on our mobile phones. It's just a wrap-up to a nice long week, really, isn't it? What a weird week we've had.
Think
so
about
far.
It over, like, Saturday and Sunday.
Yeah, just have a think about that.
Existential crisis.
And we'll come back on Monday and everything will be rosy and we'll all be very happy to start
with
the new week.
Twitchy eyes.
The twitchy eyes, right. So, of course, if you missed any part of this show, you can download it from wherever you normally would download it from. Just a quick update on the poll over on InstaStory. 84% of you are still saying no, I'm not having somebody read all of my details on my phone. That was the story we kicked off with.
Yeah, the Human Screen Gnome project, which will capture everything you do on your phones every 5 seconds in the name of science.
Not money. and then we spoke about emotional support robots for astronauts.
And then smiling with your eyes, how to beat South Korea's AI hiring bots and land a job. That's what we did for today. Now, coming up after the 1 o'clock news, it's the Breakfast Grill replay. Nano Malaysia is an agency under MESTECH entrusted with a mandate to commercialize nanotechnology in Malaysia. So how successful have they actually been in their efforts? The Breakfast Grill spoke to the CEO, Dr. Rezal Khairi Ahmad, about the organization's current projects, the potential of the nanotechnology industry in Malaysia, as well as whether the country has has sufficient talent to support its labour needs. That's all coming up after the 1 o'clock news. My name is Rich Bradbury. On behalf of Jeff Sandu, Arvind Yuvaraj, and of course our producer, Christine Wong, this has been Enterprise BizBytes, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.